The next patient is Mr. Skeet Lollar, last name L-O-L-L-A-R. L-O-L-L-A-R. The first name, Skeet, S-K-E-E-T. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 82-year-old white male that we follow in the office because CKD is stage 3B. A3. This time the patient has serum creatinine. That is 1.83 with a estimated EFR that is 36 mLs per minute. The albumin creatinine ratio is 632 milligrams per gram of creatinine, and the protein creatinine ratio is 956 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. This patient is a candidate for the SGLT2 inhibitor. However, we have the problem with the hyperkalemia. He has a borderline potassium that is going to prevent us to use the medication at the present time, period. Unfortunately, we don't know whether or not the patient has a component of obstruction because the post-void ultrasound was not done. The patient says that my office did not send a request to the hospital. Period. At this time, we are going to make sure that the post-void ultrasound gets done. Period. Number two, presence of a hyperkalemia. The serum potassium is 5.3. Explanation about the need to bring the potassium down was given in the same way we provided literature to the patient, so he will bring the potassium down, and by doing so we are going to be able to give either ARB or SGLT2. Period. Following number, the patient has hypertension that is under control. Blood pressure today is 140/73. Following number, type 2 diabetes mellitus that is under control. Hemoglobin A1C 6.1. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control with the present diet. The following number, BPH with nocturia. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup paragraph. It is important for us to be able to either use therapy for the proteinuria in order to slow down the progression of the disease. We spend 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.